It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Everyone, and happy Sabbath to each one of you. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, the Bible says. We're so glad that you're with us this morning. This is an early morning for us, amen. But God is good, and he has awakened us. You know, there are options. We didn't have to wake up this morning. So we're glad that you're with us, friends, and we wish you God's richest blessing as we pray at this time. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this beautiful day. Prepare our hearts to receive truth from the Holy Spirit. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and sisters, it's time now for our opening song. It's about time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
today for worship and wellness is how to prosper and be in health. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, as we come before you, We pray for the Spirit of God to speak. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 3 John, verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So what is God saying? First of all, I wish above all things. So it's God's desire. But then it's desire, his desire above all things, that we would prosper and be in health. You know, there are people that have what is often termed a prosperity gospel, where they talk about if you sow seeds into their ministry, you'll make a lot of money, and just that's pretty much all you have to do. But brothers and sisters, man's prosperity deals with wealth. God's prosperity deals with, is connected anyway, to health. He wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So your soul prosperity is supposed to be connected with your temporal prosperity and the prosperity of your health. You see the three together? Your soul prospers, even as your soul prospers, you would prosper and be in health, okay? So we have to understand that Matthew 6:33 is an important scripture, as all scripture is important. It says, seek ye first. It didn't say second, third, or fourth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So may I submit to you this morning that if we work on our soul prosperity, then our temporal prosperity and our health, the prosperity of our health, will fall into place the way it ought to. But we don't often seek first the kingdom. We want to prosper. Now, God does not make everybody wealthy. As a matter of fact, very few people will be. And the reason for that, I mean, compared to the others, is because the Bible says it's hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, there's many of us that we're doing all right now. Matter of fact, we're flat on our back, so we keep looking up. But if we got millions of dollars, oh, may God have mercy on us. We wouldn't look up anymore, and we wouldn't seek God anymore. We would just want to enjoy the fruit of what money can buy. And God knows that, so he can't allow that to happen. He will not allow it to be said that he could have done more to save us, and he can't save some of us if we have a lot of money. But God does promise that we would have what we need. One of the reasons why God set up what we often call the plan of systematic benevolence, that's our tithe and offering, is because, not because he needs the money. The Bible says a cattle on a thousand hills is his. God says the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. Okay, so God doesn't need our money. What happens is, we need, every time we get provisions, to remember that it's from him. So he commands us to give a tenth of that back to him and his cause, the cause of preaching present truth, friends. Sometimes people think it has to go to one place or this place or that place. It says in the Bible in Malachi 3, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. That means provisions for the people in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So you give the tithe so that there's meat in the house. What is the purpose of meat in the house? To feed the people. That means the tithe was supposed to go to those who are feeding the people, okay? Of course, we know that it doesn't preclude physical help, but it's, the word is a large portion of that, my friends, spreading the word of truth. Thy words were found and I did eat them. It either says, and I get it mixed up, one's in Job, one's in Jeremiah. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name. The other one says, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than thy necessary food. And then Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when there's meat in God's house, it's God's word. But you see, God's word has a health message too. It has a welfare message. It has a get out of debt message. So those who are involved, we have to practice what we preach. It's not about getting up and preaching every Sabbath or every Sunday and then going about and being a regular old person doing whatever we want to do. Friends, that's not how it works in the Christian walk. When you are God's, you are God's, and you don't have a God box. Everything you do will fit. You don't have a God box and then an entertainment box and then a sports box and then a social box. Everything you do in life, if it doesn't fit in the God box, you don't have anything to do with it. You see, God only has one box. And so everything we do, our social lives, our entertainment, all of that should follow Bible principles. And so prosperity, friends, what is prosperity? God takes care of his people. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's prosperity, when God is not withholding any good thing because you're walking uprightly. Didn't mean you're going to be a millionaire or billionaire, but no good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly. He provides for our needs when we are prospering, friends. We have what we need, and we may not have everything we want, but our bread and water is sure, and we have our needs met. That is what God promised, friends. He wants us to be content in that. That's true prosperity. When you have a happy home, and it's just that you're at peace. I mean, what more? Friends, you can have all the things that money can buy, and it could be an unhappy home. You can have a huge mansion, and there'd be strife and sometimes bloodshed inside of that house. Oh, my friends, we need to know what's important to God. He wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health. So let's talk about health, friends. You know, this world is a sick place. Diseases are rampant, and we think it's normal. Friends, it's not even normal to have to go to the doctor. Now, that sounds so crazy. I know it sounds crazy. It's not even normal to have to go to the doctor. But people sometimes go to the doctor several times in a month. Sometimes they go once a month. I mean, God made this human body. And please understand, I'm not telling people don't go to the doctor. I'm telling you that the need to go to the doctor, if we would follow God's plan, the servant of the Lord says we would need to see a doctor any more than we would need to see a lawyer. You won't go to a lawyer when you're in pain, okay? Well, maybe you do if you got into an accident and you want to sue somebody. But what she's saying in that statement is that we just wouldn't be sick as we are. And just like you wouldn't go to a lawyer if you had a little liver discomfort or chest discomfort, you wouldn't need to see a doctor, she said, any more than you'd see a lawyer. That means that we would be healthier, much healthier. Friends, people are dying like flies of cancer, and cancer is 100% preventable. And if you don't wait too late, it's 100% curable with natural remedies. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've done it. We've seen it. God is the one who heals, but we've just been instruments of his healing, my friends. And so I'm here to tell you that if you take the cardiovascular diseases, heart attack, stroke, preventable, you don't have to die of a heart attack. It's that meat and processed food, no exercise, or even if you're exercising, eating all that animal products, all those animal products and processed foods, that's what clogs up your arteries, friends. Sugar and meat, all the white flour products, that's what's clogging our arteries, causing strokes and heart attacks. So if we ate the way God intended for us to eat, there would be no heart attacks and strokes. I just saved millions of lives a year, millions. I'll tell you how many. It's about 80 million in a 10-year period that die from cancer worldwide. Or heart disease, rather, worldwide. I think that's cancer worldwide. It's about 80 million people, friends. So if it's 80 million people, let's do a little math here, okay? So if 80 million people die within 10 years, and you divide that by 10, that means 8 million people are dying a year. Friends, I've just told you what could save 8 million lives per year. And I didn't even ask you for a donation for it. This is powerful. Friends, God says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's Exodus 15:26. A few verses later in Exodus 16, God said he was going to rain bread from heaven to see if they were, to test them, to see if they were willing to follow his law. So he said, basically, if you follow my plan, my law, my ways, you won't be sick. Then God caused them to have a vegetarian diet in a desert environment. How are you going to grow a garden in a desert? God says, okay, you might not be able to do that, but I can rain it from heaven. So he rained manna from heaven until they reached the Canaan land, friends. So that was their plant-based diet. You know, they still wanted the meat just like we did. Give me my meat. Give me my meat. And God sometimes gave it to them, and it killed them. Eating quail till you stuff your stomach and your face till it's coming out of your mouth and you can't even take any more in. God allowed them to pass away because of that gluttony, brothers and sisters. Not all the time, but God is, because he's very merciful. But as a matter of fact, it wasn't the first time. But then they did it the second time. Yeah, they paid the price. And that's because they probably gorged themselves. And, you know, they weren't used to eating all the flesh of dead animals that they were eating. And so, friends, we like to use the phrase live free. That's love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. Those are the 8 laws of health. You add to that loving God, being in a trusting relationship with God, cleansing and detoxifying your body, and natural remedies, then you have the 4 components of holistic biblical wellness. What are they? Loving God, the live-free lifestyle. No, loving God, cleansing and detoxifying your body, the live-free lifestyle, and then the use of natural remedies, friends. That will help us. We wouldn't need all these different toxic drugs. What would happen to me if I took your medication? Well, I would get sick. So the question is, how can something that would make a well man sick make a sick man well? It can't do it, my friends. Drugs do not cure disease. There's a growing number of doctors these days that have realized that their profession has let them down. They didn't understand it before until a particular thing happened in 2020, and that health crisis came. And some, which were conscientious and saw how that people were being duped and fast-tracked into taking something that had not proven the test. When the testing finally came out, it was proven that it had killed 1 in every 40 people that a particular pharmaceutical company had made, and a large part of that particular substance went in people's body. Friends, God has a plan, and most people won't believe it because, you know, there's lies being told. Most people won't believe it because their pastors don't tell them that they should do it. Most people don't believe God's plan because the conference or the general conference or the Pope or the bishops or whoever you believe is has biblical authority, okay? And unfortunately, God wanted us to follow the Bible and only follow those who taught Bible truth. That was God's plan, friends. So God wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou shalt observe and do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So it tells us there in that verse, friends, that if we allow the Bible to control what we think, say, and do, we will be successful, and we will be prosperous. That's what I want, friends, not for the sake of financial gain, but for the sake of being a better witness, having more resources to help people, to be able to put people to work in the gospel, to be able to help in these last days. You know, we're facing a government shutdown because people on Capitol Hill are acting like babies. Government shutdown, brothers and sisters. The White House is no better. The Supreme Court is no better. We've had decisions from the Supreme Court that would make the founding fathers of this country, if they woke up, they'd have a heart attack and fall back in their graves. How are you going to be as a Supreme Court telling people that a man can be a woman and a woman a man? I mean, a baby should know better than that. But that's the kind of things that they did. That's the kind of things that they're doing. And it's unfortunate, brothers and sisters, but we're living in the last days, and God promised that these things would happen. He predicted them. So I say he promised, he predicted that these would happen because it leads to a final renunciation of our freedoms in the Constitution. That's coming, so that's why you should keep your eyes on what the Democrats are doing. Keep your eyes on what the Republicans are doing. And don't join them because you'll be equal. If you don't believe in it, you'll be unequally yoked, unbelievers. Oh, my friends, let's prosper and be in health today. God wants, he doesn't want you to be sick. He wants you to be well, and he wants to provide for you so that every need is supplied. Isn't that wonderful? God is good. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this worship thought, this devotional. We ask that you bless us now as we prepare for our worship times. Bring us back together on Zoom at 12, where we will learn, Father, about the endocrine system and the plan of redemption. We ask that your name will be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Lord, bless the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you. Our closing song will be, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will.